This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, September 12th to you. This is the County 10 Podcast. I am Jared Anderson. Just like the intro said, we're in the Porter's 10Cast Studio, Porter's Supply Company, at the corner of Sunset and Federal in Riverton, allowing us this awesome space in the county10.com office here in Riverton. And so far, we've got seven different podcasts on the 10Cast Network. I'm very excited because yesterday, I spent about 2 hours with a couple of guys that are interested in doing a new show on the 10Cast Network. And all I can say about it is it's going to be a phenomenal success. I know that already. It may or may not be for you, but I know it's going to be for thousands of people. So really excited about this one. So show number 8 coming very soon. And I would say we're in negotiations with a couple other shows. So I would say by mid-October, we've got at least 10 shows on the 10Cast Network. So excited about that. And thanks to you for your support and your patience with us as we get these first few shows rolling here on the 10Cast Network. Eventually, there's going to be so many shows that your favorite thing, hopefully, is going to have a podcast. So if you want to follow along, like 10Cast on Facebook, shoot us a message anytime, 10Cast@county10.com. Our guest today on the County 10 Podcast is United States Senator John Barrasso. Mr. Barrasso and I have had a chance to communicate often throughout his time in office in D.C. and through his campaigns in Wyoming. We haven't caught up recently, though, so I'm really excited to quiz him about the Trump presidency and his relationship with Mr. Trump, as well as some of the newer issues he's involved in with the state of Wyoming. We'll also talk a little bit about Wyoming football because I'm the host, and I'll get a prediction this season and for the upcoming weekend for the Pokes. I know he's coming back for the Wyoming and Idaho game this Saturday in Laramie. So John Barrasso coming up in just a couple of moments. Want to let you know the County 10 Podcast made possible by our great friends at Elevate Rehab Shoulder-to-Hand Therapy in Lander. Elevate offers specialized orthopedic, physical, and occupational therapy. They have 2 certified hand therapists on staff. And if you're asking, what is a certified hand therapist? They're a regular physical or occupational therapist, but they've had additional training for issues relating to your hands and limbs. And get this, they just to become a certified hand therapist, you've got to have 4,000 hours of hand therapy. 4,000. They know more about your hands and limbs than anybody there. That kind of experience, if you've got any pain or functional issues with your hands, make sure to check out Elevate Rehab. They're at 4th and Main in Lander, right next to the Verizon store. Thanks to Elevate Rehab Shoulder-to-Hand Therapy in Lander for being our newest supporter of the County 10 Podcast. Show also made possible by the great folks at Bells & Bows Clothing Boutique. They've got 2 new lines of fall clothing in the store, including Foyle, a New Zealand company that uses a soft merino wool. Get in there and feel those clothes, literally. Go touch them and see how soft that merino wool is. They've got a new fall line of clothing in from a brand called Tribal that they're very excited about. And of course, they've got those Kimes Ranch brand jeans. They'll serve you 2 to 3 times longer than any other brand. Stop by Bells & Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander, and like Bells & Bows on Facebook. And County 10 Podcast also made possible by Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett at Rendezvous Dental. Rendezvous Dental has a phenomenal staff. They've got the latest top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art techniques and technology. They'll keep your teeth bright and shiny if you need major dental work. Go check out some of the before and after photos they've done. They do, every once in a while, they do these campaigns where they give somebody a smile makeover. And if your teeth are embarrassing right now, don't even worry about going in a Rendezvous Dental, because they have seen some teeth in really bad shape and they have transformed them into beautiful model-like smiles. Go check out the photos on Facebook and Instagram. Rendezvous Dental, they've got an amazing staff. I always rave about it. And they've got a lot of fun things they do with kids. So if you've got kids that need to go see a dentist, you can bring the whole family. Rendezvous Dental, 312 North 8th West in Riverton. We appreciate all of our friends supporting the County 10 Podcast. Senator John Barrasso joins us in just a couple of seconds.
I used to shoe horses, used to shear sheep. I worked at a feedlot quite a while. I grew up dreaming of buying a ranch and raising cattle and horses in style. But life pulled a fast one. Time took a turn. Fate pulled that wool over my eyes. You see, it takes more than hard work and dreaming to buy a ranch and survive. So then I bought cattle, I traded horses, I sold feed. I worked for the Livestock Gazette, doing whatever it took to stay close to that land that I'd never get. I was in ag broadcasting and ranch real estate, and my hat, my boots, and my gloves, drawing a check as I went down the road from the people that I wished that I was. Well, I know I've been lucky. They had all these jobs. They let me stay close to the land. I'll never own that ranch in my dreams, but maybe I can lend you a hand. This is Jack Schmidt. I'll soon be starting a new podcast here on County 10, a podcast about food, about local food, and specifically about the genesis of the Riverton Local Food Hub. If your response to this is, why? There's plenty of food right here in the local stores. Well, we kind of need to talk. We do have a website, therivertonlocalfoodhub.com, and also a Facebook page. Leave us a message and a comment, and stay tuned, because here we go. Jack Schmidt, County 10. Good day.
All new episode of the Fremont Local Food Hub podcast with Jack Schmidt will be out on Friday. Follow along with all of our 10 cast shows by clicking the podcast tab at county10.com or by liking 10cast on Facebook or Twitter. Quick heads up before we get into the interview with Senator John Barrasso. Unfortunately, I was unable to record him in the Porter's 10cast studio, so the quality not as good as you'd get here in the Porter's 10cast studio, but I felt like sharing this interview with you was very important because he had some interesting things to say. First thing I asked Mr. Barrasso was how his first few days of September have gone.
Well, the start of the fall has been very good. We kicked off Labor Day, my wife and I did, by driving from Casper to Meteetse for the Labor Day Parade, the 107th Labor Day Parade in Meteetse. And then, of course, the Pokes won opening game. We won again last week, and we'll be in in Laramie for the game this Saturday when we take on Idaho. So it's always busy. We get home every weekend, and my wife's family's in Thermopolis, so we do go through Fremont County every week when she's heading up to see her folks in Thermopolis. And I think she's heading up there today, so she may be listening in and hearing you on the podcast as she's heading up to heading up from Casper to Thermopolis. But it's always busy, and get home every weekend, travel the state extensively to visit with people, see what's on their minds, listen to what they have to say. And you know, in Fremont County, we have a long time history of an office from my office, an office in downtown Riverton with Pam Buleeb working there. You know, she worked there for Malcolm Wallop, a long time, long ago senator, and then Craig Thomas, and then we continued the office, and Pam continues to be there to help people in Riverton. Anybody that needs help, that can either stop by. The phone number is 856-6642.
How grueling is that schedule? I'm sure you're used to it at this point, but doesn't it get exhausting going from D.C. to Wyoming every weekend?
Well, it's actually refreshing to get to Wyoming every weekend. that's the way I mean. It's the kind of where you go to be restored, refreshed. And, you know, as I say, once you get past the Mississippi River, you can see and you can breathe. And that's what is the best part. I try to get home Thursday night, even if it's late. You know, that last flight comes into Casper about 11:30 Thursday night, and then Monday morning there's a 6 a.m. flight that gets back into D.C. in time for votes in the afternoon. And that way, you can be in Wyoming about half the time that way. And usually Friday, Saturday, we're around the state, try to get home for family on Sunday, and then back to Washington Monday morning.
What's more stressful or rewarding in your career? Has it been being a doctor or a politician or a combination?
You know, it's I really like practicing medicine. Took care of a lot of people from Fremont County who came to the Wyoming Medical Center in Casper, and our group, Casper Orthopedics, had the privilege of taking care of wonderful folks for 24 years. So I really enjoyed that. And also as the medical director of the Wyoming Health Fairs, you know, doing low-cost blood screenings around the state. I was able to do that for many, many years. And so I really enjoyed that. And then I was in the Wyoming State Senate for 5 years. It's a citizen legislature. Had a chance to meet so many other wonderful people, learn all the issues of Wyoming and Wyoming politics, and then I've been in the United States Senate since then. And you're always trying to say, what is this? How can you promote Wyoming? How can you protect Wyoming? How can you make sure that you're doing the best to both protect and promote our jobs, our economy, our environment, our people, our values, our special places, all of those things? And that's the job. And I really, truly enjoy it. I work very closely. We have a great team with Mike Enzi and with Liz Cheney. And you'll get a kick out of this, because you remember when old Barbara Boxer was the senator from California, and she was once saying to Mike Enzi, I'm from California. It's a big state, and every people expect me to know their issue. And Mike responded. He said, well, I'm from Wyoming, and it's a big state. And he said, and people expect me to know them.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. I mean, that's the beauty. That's why we're home every weekend to travel the state, listen to people. Basically, you're seeing your old friends and hearing what's on their mind. People in Wyoming are very opinionated and very polite as they express their opinions and are willing to listen as well as to talk.
Absolutely. I want to talk about a couple of things you're involved in recently. I'm told you're the chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, and you're currently a leader in the highway infrastructure bill. What is that exactly, and why should we care about it here in Wyoming?
Well, there are a number of committees within the Senate, and one deals with both the environmental issues and the public works. And the public works are roads and highways, and I do chair the committee as a 21-member committee. And infrastructure, our roads and our bridges are in disrepair. We need work. And I wanted to make sure that we focused not just on the cities, which so often they do in Washington, but really focused on rural America, which is why I wanted to make sure we put together an infrastructure bill that dealt with issues like in Fremont County on the Wind River Reservation, the areas of work that needs to be done there and around the state. You have to think about the southern part of the state, I-80, so much of the traffic there and the damage done to the road is done because of interstate commerce, the trucks heading, say, from California to Chicago, carrying products. The impact of a truck is maybe 1,000 or more times the impact of a car when you talk about some of these large trucks on the road. So there's a responsibility, in my mind, with the federal government to doing repair work on those roads. It shouldn't just be up to the people of Wyoming to shoulder the burden of that. So we were able to get a bill passed out of the committee unanimously, 21-0, which hardly ever happens in Washington. You turn on the TV and you see the fighting and the screaming and the gnashing of teeth. What you don't see are people getting along and cooperatively getting things done. And 21-0 in a vote in a committee is a sign that actually you can get some things done. It doesn't get a lot of attention, but it matters. And it certainly matters for Wyoming. I was just talking, had the group in today from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and their issues that are for safety in Wyoming and the Rocky Mountain West, that it has to do with livestock areas and crossings, so that we don't have so many of the crashes that we had. A personal family member was involved in a vehicle accident in Fremont County, which involved a deer, on a road, legal speed limit, but at high speed. So the impacts are real, and people are impacted as is property, as is life. So those are some of the things that are included in the bill, and we have a lot for Wyoming. I had the head of YDOT, Luke Reiner, who used to be head of the National Guard, is now running the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and he came back and testified about the importance and the needs in rural America. And that's one of the things that's an advantage of being a chairman of a committee like this, is you get to have people from Wyoming, from your home state, come to testify. So, I've had people from around the state, about 15 or 16 people last year, all Wyoming people coming as lead witnesses to testify on issues, whether related to endangered species, the environmental issues that we handle in the committee, and the public works issues that we handle in the committee, including dams and reservoirs, water infrastructure. And we've done a lot on that as well.
Does the upcoming 2020 election season change anything you'll do politically, or is it still day to day for you? How does election year change what you do?
Well, I chair the Republican Conference, which is involved. It's a leadership position elected by the other senators. It's the number three leadership position in the Senate, and as a result, I'm often involved, talk to the president regularly, and involved in putting forth our message. I was on Fox Business earlier today, specifically about the Democrat debate tonight, and what I'm expecting to see them do, specifically with health care, because as you mentioned, I was a doctor, and talking about what the Democrats want to do in terms of taking away health care insurance that people have gotten through work. 180 million Americans get that, and put it on a one-size-fits-all government-run program where people will pay more and wait longer for worse care. And also at the last Democrat debate, you may have seen that every Democrat raised their hand when they were asked the question, who would give free health care to illegal immigrants? Well, who do you think is going to pay for that? So, you know, I'm out there talking about that. The Democrats on CNN had, a seven-hour climate debate, which attacked, you know, the Wyoming revenue sources and the fuel sources of our energy dominance that President Trump has called for. You know, they went after oil, gas, coal. They went after cows. They go after everything in their what I call alarmist climate views. They're climate alarmists, where they want us to do things which are so drastic and unilateral and immediate that that would hurt our economy. It would send jobs overseas. It would hurt Wyoming. And so, you know, I do play a role going through the election and pointing out the differences between the jobs and the economy and the strong, healthy economy we have under President Trump compared to what I believe the Democrats are going to try to do with their socialist far-left agenda, which I think will hurt America and fly in the face of so many of our Wyoming values.
How has your relationship been with President Trump, and do you have a good or a favorite story about working with him so far?
I really enjoy working with the president. He knows that he's very popular in Wyoming, and he knows for all the right reasons that he's popular in Wyoming. He was, has me at the White House regularly on issues, calls regularly. Sometimes he dials himself, apparently, because he leaves messages on my voice message box that says, "Hey, John, sorry I missed you. I'm heading someplace. I'll call you later." And then he calls me later. So I think we're very fortunate to have had President Trump. And over the last couple of years, it was a fundamental difference. The American people had to make a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And, we know how Wyoming voted on that 70-30 in favor of Donald Trump. And I'm going to work to his reelection.
Yeah. Finally, for you, I want to talk football briefly. Wyoming and Idaho this Saturday. Pokes are off to a good start. How do you see Wyoming football turning out this year?
Well, we have a six-game winning streak right now. The last four games of last year, and then the first two of this year. We seem to be a little slow in starting in these games. I was, at the game, first game against Missouri, but we were down with 14-0 or something, and we came back and beat them. We were 17 points underdogs, and I was on one of the radio stations in Cheyenne, KFBC. Ahead of time, and they're being interviewed me, and I predicted a 3-point Wyoming victory. Well, they'd be even better. They won by six. So that was our team did well. And then against Texas State, I joke, we beat the whole state of Texas, and that was terrific. And now we have Idaho this weekend. So six wins in a row. The team, I'd like to get a quicker start. I'll talk to the coach. We got to get them off the ball a little faster in the first quarter, on the scoreboard in the first quarter. So they're not leaving us in a situation where we have to come from behind.
If you can talk to Craig Bohl and assure that, I'd appreciate that. Mr. Barrasso, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy, but really appreciate you taking a couple minutes.
Thank you, Jared.
Senator John Barrasso, again, I apologize greatly for the audio quality there. That will not happen in the future. Just kind of one of those spur of the moment things where I got offered the chance to chat and was not available to record in the Porter's 10cast studio. You can hear the difference now. The studio that Porter's allowed us to have is just phenomenal here. So thanks to them. Thanks to Senator Barrasso for taking a little bit out of his schedule today to chat with us. A couple of events across Fremont County to look forward to. And by the way, I fail to mention this every time I talk about events, but if there's something going on you want us to talk about, email us, 10cast@county10.com. Say, would you please talk about my event? We'd be happy to do that for you. If you're listening to this on Thursday, the 12th, the Du Bois Farmers Market back at Nostalgia Bistro from 4 to 6 o'clock. Coming up this weekend, Riverton Honor Farm hosting the Wild Horse and Burro Adoption. More on that at county10.com. Lander Valley Farmers Market back on Saturday from 9 to 11:30. Our guest on Monday, by the way, Marissa Selvig, who is the mayor of Pavilion. She also is the owner of Sweet Bucci Mama, which is a kombucha company from right here in Fremont County. So we're going to taste test and sample some kombucha. She'll be at the Lander Farmers Market on Saturday, so go say hello to her. Also coming up this weekend, the Pioneer Museum's Apple City Festival in Lander. It honors Lander's long history of a hub for apple orchards. There's all kinds of fun things to do that are apple-themed. Lots of cool stuff for the kids, including crafts and a petting zoo. More details on that, more events at county10.com. Thanks again to Senator Barrasso. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to our friends at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, Rendezvous Dental, and Elevate Rehab for making the show possible. Have a great rest of your Thursday all across Fremont County, and we'll chat with you Monday for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter for more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news. Visit county10.com.